Countries across the world are starting to ban some microplastics, tiny pieces of plastic used in soap and face washes. This time of year in New Orleans, it's almost raining plastic, from beads to glitter, lots of glitter. What happens to all that sparkly stuff after it washes away? WWNO's Travis Lux looked at the environmental consequences of glitter.
This is my first Mardi Gras in the city. My friends told me, if you want to know about glitter, you gotta go to Jefferson Variety. It's basically a small warehouse tucked away on a quiet street in Jefferson. Inside, it's full of these bright colors, fabric, beads, glitter. They've got it all, apparently. The glitter section is a big wooden shelf. All the colors and sizes of glitter you could ever dream of are packaged into plastic containers. And that's where I bump into Anna Castro. She's assessing her glitter options, and she tells me about her costume this year. A shrimp that plays golf. A golf shrimp.
You know, like a little pun intended.
Okay, nice, okay. And how does the glitter factor into it? Or...
like, we're just going to glitter you up. Like, gotcha. That's happened last year, too. Yeah. I was just, like, about to walk out the door, and people were just throwing glitter at me.
But what happens to all that glitter once it hits the ground or washes down the shower drain? Well, if it falls onto the street outside, it washes down the catch basins and into Lake Pontchartrain. If it washes off in the shower, it'll snake its way through underground pipes to a treatment plant. The Sewerage and Water Board treats the dirty water and then dumps it back into the Mississippi River. So most of that glitter likely ends up back in the river. But then what? Well, to answer that question, I called up Mark Benfield. He's an oceanographer at LSU.
How you doing, Mark?
Doing fine, Travis. How are you doing?
Good. So you've been out on the coast and in the river studying these tiny shards of plastic, microplastics. What exactly are you looking for? And is glitter technically a microplastic?
Yeah, so we're looking for small pieces of plastic. Microplastics are defined as pieces of plastic that are 5 millimeters or smaller in diameter. So given the time of year, that's about the size of a Mardi Gras bead or smaller. And then in terms of glitter, glitter is primarily a plastic. It's made of aluminum that's fused onto a plastic called polyethylene terephthalate.
And is glitter bad for the environment?
I would say yes. There hasn't been a lot of research done on glitter, but as it's a microplastic and we know a lot about the adverse impacts of microplastics on the environment, glitter would have the same properties. That is, it's small. It can be attractive to animals to eat. They get colonized by bacteria and fungi that give them a taste and smell similar to natural foods. They can be loaded up with organic pollutants that stick to the surface of the plastic due to their surface chemistry. Mm. And I'll add that glitter is quite conspicuous. I mean, there's a reason that many fishing lures have glittery surfaces to them. They reflect light and catch the attention of fish.
Benfield says plastic surfaces are really attractive to certain harmful compounds. So when microplastics get in the water, they basically turn into little tiny taxis for the pollutants that are already there. Pesticides and herbicides hop right on. And then when a fish eats the microplastic, it absorbs those pollutants into its body. So if a bigger fish eats that fish, the bigger fish then absorbs those pollutants too. And on and on and on up the food chain till they get to us. That's called biomagnification. A few countries have banned certain types of microplastics. Microbeads. Those are the tiny plastic balls used in some soaps and toothpastes. The UK just passed a ban last month, and the US ban is currently being phased in over the next few years. Right now, there's no ban on glitter specifically.
Glitter is widely used. It's used in cosmetics. It's used, you know, in costumes, and certainly a lot of it's used in New Orleans during Carnival.
Benfield thinks there should be.
Yeah, in my opinion, there are alternatives. I know there are some companies that are manufacturing glitter that is not based on plastic and is based on biodegradable compounds. So certainly we have the technology to make alternatives that are more environmentally friendly. So my personal opinion is that these should fall into the same category as the microbeads.
So the answer is basically yes, glitter is bad for the environment. Pollutants can attach to it and fish can eat it and those pollutants can work their way up the food chain. But there's no ban on it and it's not leaving store shelves anytime soon. So for now, it's up to you to decide how to get your shine on. In New Orleans, I'm Travis Lux.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Koi Poo Foundation, and the Greater New Orleans Foundation. Oh, and you. Yeah, you. Our local listeners.